How do you keep diners apart and safe during a pandemic? A Los Angeles cafe has put up tiny greenhouse dining pods to help patrons socially distance while having their meals. Lisa Bernhard produced this report.
This sandwich is on its way to being served to someone at the forefront of socially distant dining.
Right, so I got a black sandwich.
Perfect. Here's mine.
Rebecca High and her friend Tessa Villegas are in Los Angeles's trendy Echo Park neighborhood at the Lady Bird Cafe, which has transformed its outdoor garden to include several mini greenhouses for humans. Each greenhouse, or bungalow as they're called, houses individual parties to ensure social distancing and make patrons feel safe. Like High, who needed a little nudging from Villegas to venture out.
This is the first dining experience I have had since March, like, 5th, 8th, 9th. So, yeah, I feel pretty at ease, actually.
Owner Misty Mansouri said several customers have in fact told her that Lady Bird provided their first meal out in months.
So the CDC guidelines are really you just have to be 6 feet apart, right? I just went the extra step to make sure that people feel extra comfortable. And then, of course, they're thoroughly cleaned and sanitized after each use.
She said she was inspired by similar models in Europe, like a restaurant in Amsterdam, which provides little glass dining huts for parties of two. Villegas was instantly sold on the concept.
I think this is amazing. This is what I think we have needed for a real long time, and merging that safety plus still experiencing social interaction. So I think this is the holy grail of dining almost.
One downside, despite having windows that open on top, the dining huts can get pretty toasty in the midday sun.
We do suggest to our customers not to come in the middle of scorching hot day, and to come in the morning or later in the day, like after 4:30. They're really lovely in the evening and they're really lovely in the morning.
Outdoor dining is allowed throughout California, but most indoor dining is still banned. Lady Bird's bungalows provide a bit of both.
And that report produced by Lisa Bernhardt.